I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Do you know the status of believers in Iran? Typically, it's not good, but in the individual stories, we can discern the challenges, the prayer needs, and also God's faithfulness. An update on one woman's persecution story coming up. Also, a report from Indonesia on how pastors are doing there. Find your cause today on Mission Network News. Where first we start in Iran. Earlier this month, Maryam Nagash Zargaran was released from an Iranian prison after 4 years. She's been charged with actions against national security. However, in Iran, these charges can stem from sharing faith or planning churches. And the most targeted believers are those who, like Miriam, converted from Islam. Peter of Global Catalytic Ministries says, sadly, her story is one of many.
Well, ever since the Revolutionary Guard and the Islamic Republic got started in 1979, they have either quietly or very openly arrested pastors and Christian leaders. And oftentimes when they are arrested, they go months without any information about that person.
Miriam also suffered from poor health before entering prison. While there, she reportedly suffered a broken leg and severe mental trauma.
Historically, when people have come out of that particular prison, it literally takes them months to recover physically, partly due to torture and beatings, but also because of just the lack of sanitary conditions and then the food and et cetera. It's a tough place to come out of.
Please pray for her continued physical, mental, and emotional healing. And tune back to Mission Network News tomorrow as we officially introduce Global Catalytic Ministries and talk about how the gospel is flourishing in Iran. And changes coming for Nepal. John Padidi of Bibles for the World says Nepal has one of the fastest growing populations of Christians in the world.
For centuries, the country was under a very restrictive monarchy. And as the country opened up to democracy and developed its own constitution, I think all of a sudden people realized they did have a choice.
But with newfound freedom of religion comes new challenges.
Even as I mentioned, there is quote-unquote freedom of religion in the country. Some of the more fanatic Hindu, Buddhist groups are trying to say, well, there is freedom of religion, but you can't convert.
While some groups put pressure on believers, Bibles for the World is supporting the church. They're providing scripture and resources for partners that are touching the lives of unreached people groups all across Nepal.
Christians there need a lot of prayer. We hear of persecution and oppression in different parts of Nepal. And just pray that the believers there may be strong in their faith and continue to share the gospel with their fellow Nepali neighbors.
To find out what more you can do, just visit missionnews.org. Finally, FMI's Bruce Allen was recently in Indonesia conducting field visits for FMI church planners and distributing Indonesia's first set of the Snapshot tool packets. Allen shares.
So that all the church planters, their spouses, and key members of their congregations on Java, and then the same in Kalimantan, could come together for an ongoing training conference where session topics talked about discernment and how to use scripture properly to identify and to refute false teaching, and then also give some training for evangelism.
For most church members, this was the first time they'd received any biblical or evangelism training.
They were so excited. I'm not the pastor, but I can be involved in ministry. There's a place for me in reaching my community. So using the Snapshot tool that was developed specifically for Indonesia, and we're so eager to get back home, take the extra packets that we gave and train other people.
One of the goals of the Snapshot tool is to help the gospel's reach grow exponentially, so please pray it does so in Indonesia and find out more about the story and others from today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships, containing 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and with others. Get yours when you click the link on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.